Blog Talk Radio.
I'd like to welcome everybody to the Adventures of a Mom Patriot talk show on Blog Talk Radio. This is a show that has the goal of educating moms about current issues and to encourage moms to engage in their communities. Because the show's hosts have been plugged into the Patriot movement for several years now, we felt that it was important to offer moms a place where they can learn about what's happening in the country, how the issues of the day can potentially affect their families, and how they can help out in their community. Not to mention that we have some inspiring and funny stories about our adventures that moms should enjoy. I'm Karina Morrison, a stay-at-home mom and home educator of three children, with a passion to learn how to make a difference in my country and to help other moms know how they can make a big difference while keeping up with their responsibilities as moms. I'm a second-generation native of St. Petersburg, Florida. For those outside of Florida, that's the Tampa Bay area. I have a degree in early childhood education with child psychology and a certificate as a pharmacy technician. I'm also a Mary Kay independent beauty consultant. I currently also volunteer with several Patriot organizations in my spare time. I'm honored to be a member of the National Advisory Council for Homemakers for America. It's a terrific organization that's purpose is to teach families how to nurture a love and understanding of liberty within their own homes. You can check out their website at homemakersforamerica.org, where you can get a free ebook called Restoring Our Garden of Liberty and a free subscription to their Liberty Vine newsletter. The ebook called Restoring Our Garden of Liberty outlines how we can grow strong citizens, those who embrace liberty and are ready to meet the challenges of our time. You can also learn about the three pillars upon which freedom rests and how we can restore them for a bright and wonderful future. By small and simple means, great things can be accomplished. I also volunteer in several capacities for GO, that's GOOH.com. I'm the National Twitter Campaign Director. I'm also on the state team for Florida, and I'm the team leader for the congressional districts in Tampa Bay. GO is a nonpartisan plan of action to encourage all citizens to participate in a process that empowers them with their voices in the selection and election of true statesmen and women for the U.S. House of Representatives. I also serve as a volunteer for AsAMOM, that's ASAMOM.org, as the Community Florida Development Chair Mom. Florida Community Development Chair Mom. My role is to encourage moms to get out from behind their keyboards and to get activated in their communities. I'm working on developing several statewide events where moms will be organizing things such as park days and Mom's Day Out so that we can support and learn from each other. I've also been blessed by the friendships that have come from being active with AsAMOM, and I wanted to encourage other moms to build that connection with the moms in their communities. At a local level, I'm one of the event organizers for Pinellas Patriots. The leadership of this Patriot group has always been very supportive of moms and is run by a collaborative leadership team. If you live in the Tampa Bay area, I encourage you to check out PinellasPatriots.org. to learn everything about what they are offering the Patriots in the Tampa Bay area. So having said all that, I figured I had a little bit more spare time. So I decided to start a talk show aimed towards supporting moms. After signing up for this service, I immediately knew who I wanted to be my co-host. So with no warning at all, I called my dear friend Lisa Becker and asked her if she'd be interested. Her reply was, "Well, yes, duh." My co-host is Lisa Becker. We've been sisters in patriotism since we first met several years ago. I'd like you, the listeners, to get to know her better, too. Lisa?
Hey, everybody. Yeah, I am here. It's Lisa. Well, guys, I'm a single mom with two teenagers. Spent most of my career as a business marketing consultant, but I've also spent some time as an educator in my distant past, and I do now homeschool my wily teenage boys. And I've had an opportunity to work with some excellent organizations filled with liberty-minded people and have truly been blessed to be in their company, and I'm really glad to be here today. Thank you, Karina, for inviting me.
You're welcome. Today, Lisa Becker and I will be introducing ourselves and letting our listeners know what drove us to step up and engage as volunteers in the Patriot Movement. We will also be discussing how moms are making an impact in their communities while juggling their many responsibilities to their families and offering some insight in how to make a difference.
There are a lot of these groups that are looking to help moms engage in their communities, so we can go ahead and offer some information about these groups. And many of these groups we've actually personally worked with over the past few years. So moms are welcome to call in and share what projects they are volunteering for in their communities. You could call in and speak with the host, Karina, at area code 347-308-8576. That's 347-308-8576. If you're listening to the podcast, go ahead and feel free to send us a message on our Blog Talk Radio website. The address is www.blogtalkradio.com/adventuresofamompatriot. And Adventures of a Mom Patriot has dashes in between. So it's www.blogtalkradio.com/adventures-of-a-mom-patriot. Karina, how about telling our listeners what got you involved?
Ah, the long, sordid story. Well, I've always tried to be an educated voter, but the 1999 presidential campaign was a little different. I'm a very passionate home educator. I've home educated my children for 17 years. And during that campaign, a presidential candidate made the statement that all parents that homeschool should be required to have a degree in education. Well, that didn't sit too well with me. I know many, many passionate moms and dads that homeschool their kids, and they have the drive to make sure their children have the best education possible. And in my opinion, that's not necessarily a college education really isn't necessarily what is needed, because if you don't have something like that, and as a parent in the home education community, we're always reaching out and getting people to agree to teach to our children that might have that degree that we needed. So I decided to call the campaign for the other candidate and offer my assistance. I ended up in a position of organizing the home educators in Florida to assist on the campaign, and it was a lot of fun for the families. We would bring our children to rallies. We'd walk precincts, and we even got to meet the candidate and his family when they came to Florida for campaign events. After the election was certified in 2000, we won't go there, mm-hmm. I went back to raising my family with a better awareness of how the system worked.
Right.
Well, flash forward to 2009. You know, after the election in 2000, I'm like, okay, everything's fixed. I can go back and work on my family now. And with everything that was going on in 2009, with the economy and the government bailing out Wall Street companies and, in my opinion, paying off their supporters with my family's hard-earned tax dollars, I got increasingly concerned. And then all of a sudden the Patriot Movement popped up, and so apparently it bothered more than just me. So I joined a local Patriot group, but I didn't really get active in the group. Nothing really, like, really drew me in. I just stayed connected online to watch and see what was happening. Until one day I was watching a television show that connected with me. But there'll be more about that after Lisa explains how she got inspired to engage, because it was the same show that connected us.
Yeah, it was. I was actually listening to the radio one day when I was working, and like thousands of other moms who were listening that day, I was intrigued when this lady named Lori Parker called into Glenn Beck's radio show, and she told her story.
Yeah, she was telling a story about her group that she wanted to start. It's called As a Mom, a Sisterhood of Mommy Patriots. And if you want to check out the website, it's asamom.org. And I'm going to give you a little history about what happened, because the show that Lori watched, I was watching as well. On Friday, September 25th in 2009, Lori was watching a television special entitled The Mother's Challenge, 9/12 Project, on the Glenn Beck Show. And during the final thoughts section, Dr. Frank Luntz said, if you begin everything with as a mom, you win. That thought and a brilliant comment by Nancy during the discussion of you know, feeling alone and referring to her friends by calling themselves a sisterhood of the mommy patriots were the inspirations for Lori to start as a mom. From there, Lori was encouraged by her dear friend Anita to start the current website, asamom.org.
Right. So then she tells her story to Glenn on the radio. You know, she called, "Hey, Glenn, I just want to tell you what you inspired me to do and what your show inspired us to set out to do. And we created a website," and, you know, she's just talking to him casually. Well, I was so inspired that she had been moved to do something. And like thousands of others who heard her that day, I logged on to asamom.org to see what this was all about. And the first time I logged in, the group had 120 or so members. There are a lot of people who were members at this time who remember how this was so crazy. So first, within minutes of it being on the radio, the group had 120 or so members. Then, within an hour, it was over 1,000. And an hour later, it was a few more thousand. And so something was going on here. This was clearly resonating with other moms like me. So I looked to see if I could find a Florida moms group. You know, they had other state groups. Nevada was there. I think Virginia was there. But there wasn't a Florida group yet. But, oh, look, these people are actually letting members start state groups, which I thought was so cool because, you know, I mean, here they've started a site, and they're letting us get active immediately. So I, in a rare moment of impetuousness, suddenly felt inspired to create a Florida group, and my life has never been the same.
None of our lives have been the same since. Actually, we probably should tell our listeners, when Lori first started, it was just her and Anita, and they were having to approve each member by hand. So, I mean, that's why it just, like, exploded with them.
Right. The first hour, there's only like 120 people on, but there were thousands in the queue waiting to be approved. And within, what, 3 or 4 days, they were at 30,000. It was crazy, just crazy. So anyway, but during that time, I was checking every few hours and watched those membership numbers climb. And from that first day, people, and I had no idea who these people were friending me, you know, so well, I mean, what do you do when people friend you? You friend back. I had no idea who they are, but I figured, you know, I'm just using my first name on here, so it's not like they can hunt me down. And the next day, I got this message from another member, Kelly B. I just had to share this with y'all. Are you ready?
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay. Here's what she wrote. That I've never heard from anybody on this site. I just created this Florida page on a whim, and she's the first one who reached out to me the next day. Thanks for adding me as a friend and for starting this networking group. Oh, that was so nice. I'm thinking, oh, how sweet. She's reaching out. That's very nice. I would love to get moms to group together in every major city in Florida. What? 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 No, okay, that's not what I had in mind when I started a Florida page. I mean, okay, so I'm reading on. I'm willing to lead St. Petersburg Clearwater. Oh, good, because I wasn't. Yeah. Whew. Okay, reading on. I see other comments from others in other cities that they want to do the same. Wow, so I'm thinking this woman has been in touch with other people and she's really paying attention. Okay, so she's got my interest. Maybe we could get a group of leaders from all over the state and have a free conference call. Okay, you know, immediately in the back of my mind, Karina, I'm thinking commitment. Okay. All right, but, you know, she's intriguing me because she's starting something and she's taking initiative, and I like that, so I read on. I'm happy to help put that together, and I'm thinking, oh, thank goodness, because it wouldn't get together if it weren't for you helping put it together. So anyway, she goes on. We can put our minds and ideas together on the phone and start groups. What do you think? And, of course, at this point, I've got, you know, I'm backing up. I just, I want to have no part of something more to do at this level, even though she seems so sweet. But then she, her last sentence just got me, Karina. She said, it is so important for us to put our voices together. And I just had chill bumps. And I, all my trepidation, all my little anxiety, ooh, do I have time? Ooh, do I want to get involved? I'm not really a people person. And, you know, here, 30,000 members later, it looks like you kind of have to be a people person. And I just, you know, I didn't know. But then I read that. It is so important for us to put our voices together. And I went, oh, you had me at hello. I mean, that's what it was all about for me. So that last bit, that did bring chills. And that told me that whatever it took, whatever these ladies wanted to do, I had to try because they were so right. And that first meeting, that's how I met Karina.
Yep.
So you want to tell that part?
Sure. I actually joined asmom.org on October 3rd of 2009. And I noticed that a meeting had been set up for moms in St. Petersburg, so I was excited. Because I'm like really outgoing and I like to learn new things. So, and the meeting ended up drawing moms from all over the Tampa Bay area. Lisa, how about telling our listeners a little bit more about that first meeting?
Well, thankfully this girl, Kelly B, was dynamic and had great personality and huge heart. And she just got it all together and she just, you know, she instigated the process of trying to meet, but not only that, she drew people, and I, you know, I'm thinking, she's really sweet, and these people mean well, but nobody has time for this, you know, so we decided we were going to go ahead and put a call out for local people, because it just so happened Kelly B and I lived 20 minutes from each other, and we thought that was sort of serendipitous. We decided to go ahead and gather a little small meeting locally, and we decided to go ahead and use the local Panera Bread back room, which they let you use if you come bring people to eat there. And we thought, you know, I thought, this is really sweet of Kelly. She's put so much energy into this. She's such a doll. But there's only going to be like one or two people here, and it'll probably be us. And I walked in, and I wasn't late. I was on time. But I walked into a full room, 30 to 40 moms, and some of them brought their husbands, but mainly moms, who had seen what was going on in asmom.org, wanted to get involved, and were compelled to just show up to a place they might have never been before, to meet people they've definitely never met before, being led by people who may be entirely incompetent to lead anything. And they just showed up. And so Karina was one of the people who showed up. So go ahead and tell that from your perspective.
Well, it was a really great meeting. I mean, Kelly, she's also a Mary Kay beauty consultant, as well as Lisa. So, and that came later, but Kelly just so outgoing and so she ran the meeting really well. And before I left for the meeting, my dad he told me basically, he goes, don't volunteer for too much because I think he knows me too well. And so I was listening to the moms talk, and we were trying to set up teams. In the beginning, they were called, what were they called in the beginning, tiger teams?
Tiger teams, yeah. You know, like our mom tigers out there protecting their cubs.
Yeah, so yeah. We ended up, there was a school board team, and I've been passionate about education forever. I mean, I believe I've wanted to be a teacher since my third grade teacher was just so awesome to me. So I went ahead and volunteered to be the school board team leader. And, well, you know, it just kind of escalated from there.
Well, here's Karina. She's sitting there, and everybody else is buzzing and talking, and they're curious. And Karina's got a notebook. She's got her glasses on. She's got her head down, and she's taking notes. And I'm thinking, Kelly's out front. She's doing her thing. She's being fabulous out front. And I'm sitting in the back, and nobody knows who I am. And I wanted it that way because I wanted to evaluate what was going on. And I'm looking at Karina with her nose down in her notebook, taking copious notes of the meeting, going, okay, there is somebody who can get something done. And I just had that instant impression of her. And, you know, and Karina, you can tell your dad that you did listen to his advice. You did not volunteer for too much. You just volunteered for one thing that night. So I don't, we are not responsible for what it's led to or how, you know, the 40, 60, 80-hour work weeks have transpired since then. But that night you did only volunteer for one thing. So you were a good girl. But I just knew as soon as I met her and we started talking, she was serious. And this was not somebody who, this was her first rodeo. She had battled some of these issues before as a homeschooling mom. And that is not, that is an input and an insight that we didn't have a lot of because most of us had just woken up. Most of us were so new to this this movement. Others, you know, some of us had been involved in other areas or working, you know, and had been involved in advocacy or fought for our children at the schools or done something on some level that made us see that there is a huge systematic problem in this country. But not a lot of us have already gone to battle, and Karina had been there a little bit and had some experience to share with us. So, but mainly she, you know, she had her head down, her shoulder to the wheel. She was in, she was poised and ready to go, and I saw that. So that, yeah, she was very quickly promoted from your little, you know, Tiger Team little group leader role. I think it was maybe a month, and you were assistant chairmom to the state of Florida. I don't think it was maybe even that long. But anyway, we couldn't wait to get her plugged in because she was getting things done and her passion was all over her, and it was, you know, helping inspire people. So here's Kelly, who's inspiring people through her warmth and her, you know, just clear leadership ability of being able to get out there and encourage and inspire in a public speaking role. And then here's Karina, who is willing to do everything it takes to get it done behind the scenes and more. And has a lot of capacity also to lead. And so we were banking on the fact that she would grow into that role, not only fill it, but also exceed it. And thankfully, we were right. It was a really good gamble that day. So anyway, so that's how we met.
Well, and then what happened basically within a 2 month time period, because As a Mom was so new, Lori recognized pretty much right away that Kelly was a go-getter. And so she was promoted up to national director of groups. And you just kind of, you moved into the state chair mom position. And that's when I got promoted from school board to assistant state chair mom, all in one jump. But,
and that made me happy because I got to be sandwiched in between Kelly on the board and you, you know, supporting me. And that was a good fit for everybody, for us to start this process and embark. You know, we were on some pretty sure footing in Florida, and other states, you know, were not coming together as quickly. And I think Florida is just a unique venue. You have people who have been politicized for generations now, and there has been a lot of rallying, at least in homes, these things are being discussed. At the dinner table, it's being discussed, where maybe there are other areas of the country where these things are not as present in the conversation publicly as they are in Florida, and they have been for some time. You know, and I think one of the leaps into that is what Karina mentioned with the 2000 election. If you were Floridian in 2000, you were paying attention because you were having to explain to people what was going on across the country.
I'm all over the country.
Yes. So, you know, Florida was sort of a hotbed, and there were people who were energized, and they were already awake and ready to be engaged, and others were waking up. We were already engaged in Florida in a way that maybe was unique. So we were, Lori was able to look at Florida as a role model for what would take place in other states in terms of growing groups. So, you know, we went to
plan. Yeah, we both have many, many funny and great stories about our travels all over the state of Florida and all of the amazing moms that we were honored to meet.
Okay.
However, that would take an entire show.
Yes, it would. Yes,
but speaking of upcoming shows, I want to tell everybody about next week. We're going to have an amazing guest on, and the show is going to be expanded to an hour. Chris Ann Hall will be our guest on March 1st from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. And
she committed to coming on your show, Karina. She's fabulous. If you haven't met her, listeners, Chris Ann Hall is a constitutional attorney and former state prosecutor. Okay. She was the one who you may have heard was fired after teaching the Constitution to Tea Party groups. She decided that she would not sacrifice her liberty and her rights as an American citizen for a paycheck. She is a disabled veteran of the U.S. Army. She actually was a Russian linguist for the Army, but she's also a mother and a pastor's wife and a true patriot. So she now travels the country and teaches the Constitution and the history that gave us our founding documents. So she's going to be on the show explaining the language of the NDAA legislation and how it endangers our freedoms. And she's also going to be discussing a plan of actions that moms can take to replace the career politicians in Congress with true peer-selected statesmen and women that will protect our families' liberties. And if you out there know me and know Karina, you know that's what makes our heart beat faster. So check out her website at chrisannhall.com.
And speaking of that plan of action, I want to mention the go. It's called Go, G-O-O-H. And the Go Florida team has set up candidate selection nominating conventions all over Florida. They're going to begin on March 1st. If you want to know more about and you want to check the calendar, you're going to go to GOOHFL.com. That's GoFlorida.com, and check the calendar. Basically, what Go's about, it's about citizen choice and competition. It's a nonpartisan plan of action, so everyone is being invited to participate. So we want everyone to feel free to invite your neighbors, your friends, your church leadership, your candidate maybe that you're working for or volunteering for all levels of office, and your elected officials, because they're going to want to have their voice heard in this process that encourages citizens to come together and decide who best represents their views and values. And then we're going to select candidates for the U.S. House of Representatives and empower our community, you know, by standing up and engaging in the selection of a true statesman to serve the people of their district in the U.S. House of Representatives. So Go Florida has a really cool project going on right now. In Florida, because of redistricting, basically, I want to encourage moms to check all the candidates, because you're able to sign candidate petitions to get their names on the ballot for candidates from Pensacola all the way down to Key West. It doesn't matter where you live. So what Go Florida has set up is, because we're searching for leaders to serve the people in their districts and serve the citizens instead of a political party or their own political career, we're looking for peer-selected candidates that will compete within the two-party system and challenge the career politicians that are up there. So basically what we have on the website now, if you look at the Go Florida website, there's a candidate petition button, and the candidates that are listed there must complete a 25-question questionnaire that was designed by Floridians. They've got to agree to participate in a candidate selection nominating convention in their respective districts, and they also have to make a pledge to their constituents to abide by term limits. So if you go to GOOHFlorida.com, you'll find out more. And, wow, that 30 minutes went by fast, didn't it, Lisa?
It did. It absolutely did. But it was a blast, because it's so fun being involved with people of integrity who are really trying to make a difference in our country. And the more we can do to be inclusive and reach out to people who have a heart for this, the better. I'm so excited to be a part of this. Thank you so much, Karina, for inviting me today. Really
You're
appreciate
welcome.
It.
And I look forward to more shows, and I hope more people will join us, and if you're listening on podcast, check out these websites. If you have to rewind, check out all the websites. Have a great day, everybody.
Yeah. Thank you.
And there's some dead air, which is bad. Well, as you can see, this is my first time doing a radio show, so a little awkward pause at the end, but I hope everybody has a great day.